Hi, thank you for answering. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is important for this research. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, do you feel very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? I would like you to please rate it from 0 to a 10. 0 means it's not important. 10 means it's really important issue for you. The first one is crime and violence. Between 0 to a 10, how important it is for you?
10.
10. What about reproductive freedom?
10.
Is student loan debt?
I'm going to say about a 7 because it doesn't seem like they're trying to erase that for everyone. It's just certain careers. So.
Okay. What about K-12 education?
Absolutely a 10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
About a 7.
7. Okay. What about democracy?
10.
10. Voting rights?
10.
10. Jobs and wages?
8.
8.
Because it always goes back and forth depending on who's in office. I'm very concerned, but yeah, about an 8.
Totally understandable. What do you think about climate change?
I'm going to go with a 5. I'm unsure.
5. Okay. Immigration?
8.
8. Healthcare?
8.
8. Racism and discrimination?
10.
10. Inflation and cost of living?
10.
10. And the last one, abortion rights?
10.
10.
Although I'm old, I don't think anybody should take that away from a woman to be able to do what she needs to with her body. So there you go.
I really don't blame you for thinking that way. You sound to be a very wise person, so really don't blame you. There's one more question I'd like to ask you. Assuming now there will be an election for president, Congress, and local offices too in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to a 10? Again, 0 means
10.
Not very likely, and 10 is very likely, extremely likely. A 10.
10.
Okay. What is your race?
African-American.
African-American. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Are you registered to vote, or you are not registered to vote? You are registered to vote.
I am registered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for statistical purposes. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A woman.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1966.
Okay. We're in the middle of this February now. Only be asking a few more questions and I'll let you go. I really appreciate your time. What is the highest level of school you have completed? Or the highest degree you have received?
Completed college.
College. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? From 0 to a 10?
5.
5. Okay. Well, if you put it that way, how much power do you feel the black community has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
5.
Between 0 to a 10. Also a 5? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations. Also between 0 to a 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that it's not particularly cold or warm. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of this person, please let me know. That's totally okay. Between 0 to a 10, what are your feelings towards Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
You said 0 is like I don't have any, or I don't know, or I'm unsure. Is that what you said? I can't remember.
0 is very cold and unfavorable. 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to go neutral 5.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. Joe Biden?
8.
8. The Democratic Party?
9. 9.
The Republican Party?
Mm. 8? I said 2.
2? Okay, eight. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. And by last, Kamala Harris.
Oh, I'm pretty excited about her. I'm going to go a 9.
A 9. Okay. And again, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And I'm sorry. Let's be clear. I'm not voting for Trump for anything.
Well, that's okay. Don't worry. This is still confidential. I'm just here to do the survey. Okay, so don't worry. You can tell me everything you want. I'll be asking three answers. I also want to know what are your opinions towards the elections for Congress? If those were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Democrat. We have to get those cronies of Trump's out of office. Because it seems like money is what's driving this stuff. Yes, it's very important to me.
I'm happy to hear that.
And I'm not saying that everybody on the Democratic side is right or anything like that. But I am saying that I think they're more for the people as opposed to the right wing. You know, so
okay.
That's just my opinion.
That's your point. If you don't mind me asking, back in 2020 for the general election for president, for whom did you vote? For Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
You should be ashamed of yourself. Joe Biden.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I might get the answer, but it's still, I just need to ask to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for not getting upset about the question. I know it's redundant, but I still needed to ask. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, staying about the same, or better or much better?
I think it's gotten worse.
Worse. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, or most of them don't vote, or no one votes?
So if I want to say that they don't vote.
Most of
There's
them?
There's a large number. This is a large number that I'm surprised. Family members, friends that do not vote. They don't think that their voice is being heard. So they don't understand the importance, you know? And it just frustrates the hell out of me, but that's neither here nor there. Because regardless of who you're voting for, you should be voting, you know?
It's your right at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So in your case, then, none of them vote or most of them don't vote?
I'm going to... From a family and friend perspective, I would say from a professional perspective, they all vote. But when we're talking intimately, my family members, my children don't vote.
They don't vote. Okay.
They don't vote. They don't believe that their vote means anything. And it frustrates the hell out of me. And I don't know what we're supposed to do to get to these kids. They're no longer, like, it's not like they're real young kids anymore. But we're talking about those generations. I have a son that's 40, two sons that are 41. Mm-hmm. I have daughters that are ranging from 35 to 38. And I have a 23-year-old that he's been in school. So he's been in school in Kansas, but I keep trying to tell him that it's important for his absentee vote or whatever. But either way, it's just extremely frustrating. So
you must have your reasons. Yes. And I hear you saying before that your life has gotten worse. I would like you to, I want to read off a list of people or events that could have prevented the progress you thought you should have happened by now. After each one, I would like you to please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see for this country. Again, from 0 to a 10, 0 means that it certainly did not prevent any progress. A 5 is not sure if it make any change or not, and 10 is certainly prevented progress. What do you think about the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
10. What about the Supreme
Wait a
Court?
Minute. Say it again. 0 means what? And then 10 means what?
0 means it certainly did not prevent progress. 10 means it certainly prevented progress, and 5 is not sure.
Okay, yeah, 10.
10. Okay, what about the Supreme Court?
10.
10. President Biden?
I'm just going to keep him about
You can
about
choose
a three.
Between 0 to 10. A 3.
Yes,
okay.
About a 3.
White supremacist?
Oh, my God, 10.
3 more to go. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Donald Trump?
10.
And by 20. Last... Let's double it. And by last, Governor Kemp.
10.
10 too. Okay. We're almost done. There is a list of policies and statements that have disrupted progress in Black communities. After each one, I want you to please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. I want you to please use again a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that it will not motivate you at all to vote. 5, you are not sure. And 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. Again, you may choose from 0 to a 10. The first statement says the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth between 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
That statement, how likely is going to motivate you to vote between 0 to a 10?
I'm going to say it's going to be about a 10.
A 10. Okay.
Yeah,
the next one, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovery workers.
Could you repeat that?
Sure. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. The Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
Well, that's going to be at 9, 10 as well. That's crazy.
Okay.
They blocked it? They sued it to block it? Why?
That's the statement. This is another
one.
And
I don't think I've even heard of that one, though. So, but go ahead.
Sorry for interrupting. Didn't mean to cut you off. But I have another one. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 1,500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remained uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means the 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Yeah, that's a problem too. I'm gonna go at 10.
10. Okay. We have made a stride towards
more
building.
More people being put into the, you know, there's a lot of jobs being lost these days. So, you know.
Sadly.
That means healthcare is being lost as well. So if you can't get Medicaid or Medicare as an older person, that's a, well, hell, regardless of whether or not you're older or not, that's a problem, you know, and they're blocking it for what?
I wish I could give you an answer, but sometimes this type of things makes important people to go to vote. So I'm happy to know that this is really important for you. There is just two more. The next one says, we have made a stride toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. That statement, how is, does it mix you between 0 to 100? Between 0 to 10, how likely to go to vote?
Oh, I'm going 10.
10, okay. And the last one, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving 21.8 million monthly. Between 0 to a 10, how much does this motivate you to go to vote?
I don't think I heard of that, so I'm still gonna say that it would still be important, I believe. So I'm still gonna say about a 7 or 8, but I don't think I've heard of that.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so far for your responses. I really appreciate the time. I'm going to ask you a few more questions again, and this is just in case you have changed your mind. If not, it's perfectly okay. I just want you to please answer based on your feelings right now. One more time, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
I think it's important. So most important is 10, not as important
yes.
as 0. Yeah, I'm going to say a 10 because I have found that, you know, it all it takes is that one vote to knock it over the line. So, although I have not always voted, I think it's important.
Okay. And again, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make attention issues that matter most to your community? Also between 0 to 10.
I'm still going to say a 10. I mean, because I truly believe that it's the black vote that the numbers are slim to none because they truly don't get behind it. You know, and I don't know what we need to do to fix that because, you know, it's just,
we'll have to wait until November. And thinking about the elections, again, the elections for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices will be happening this November 2024. And I know it's a long way off, but in
not
your case, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections between 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Heading to the last questions. Thinking back to the last 4 years, how would you say that your life has gotten? Is much worse, is staying the same, or better, or much better?
I don't want to say it's much worse. I just want to say that inflation is high. You know what I'm saying? Gas is high. Jobs are going away, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so it's not going well at this time, you know?
Oh, okay. So worse, but not much worse.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Okay.
Yes.
This question, hope you don't mind me asking, is funny for aesthetical purposes. Do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or maybe something else?
Now, say that again. What was the first one you said?
Sure. The first one is if you consider yourself heterosexual or straight. Second one, lesbian or gay, straight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried, living with a partner.
Unmarried, living with a partner. Okay. Are you a parent or a guardian or any children under age 18?
No.
No. Okay. Are you, well, we already answered this question, but still, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Okay. This next question is something that you have been mentioning before. How would you describe your employment status? If would you be describing yourself as full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Unemployed.
Or unemployed. Okay.
Yeah.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me an estimate if you would like. No need to be specific.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So would you say maybe less than 24,000, between 25,000 to 34,000?
100K.
100K.
I thought you heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to hear.
I'm on the phone.
Okay.
I'll come and get it.
That would be...
I'll come and get the hug. Go away.
Man, I really appreciate your time. Oh, no, don't worry. No worries. You're fine. Over the fact that you had a baby in your household, I appreciate you made the time to answer this survey. We have concluded for now. I do want to thank you for your participation. And again, I really hope you have a good night. Thanks for all your answers. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.